Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all saw the same thing this weekend. I jumped back on the bandwagon and I saw maybe the greatest playoff game of all time. You never know. Who knew? Who knew a game could even end like that? I'd never seen
it. Not somebody who leaves early.
I've never seen anything like that. And how many people do you think turned that game off angry with 13 seconds to go and missed the greatest comeback in the history of playoff games?
If we've learned nothing, these things happen.
Well, I mean, it was an amazing game.
Now Mahomes trying to keep the play alive, into the pocket, shifts to his left. He will scramble at the five, lunging forward at the far front pylon. And what will they rule here? They're going to say, touchdown! 8-yard scramble by Mahomes. And this drive, almost all Mahomes on scrambles.
Third and goal at the 2 for the Chiefs. 12th play of the drive, 7-7 tie. 1:58 to go in the second quarter. Mahomes sprint out, now peeling back to the right. Two Bills chasing him. He'll fire for the end zone. It's caught. Right side, Byron Pringle. Right between two Bills. Touchdown! Mahomes with danger in his face. Stares that danger down, and the Chiefs have a 13-7 lead.
Chiefs 17, Bills 14. They fake Jen action, or they give it to Jen action. The left side, Hardman waits for a block, and he gets the 15-10, explodes, dives. The Jet has landed the plane. Touchdown on an incredible 25-yard jet sweep by McColl, the Jet Hardman.
Mahomes over the middle. Cut Tyreek Hill at the 45. Angling right, 40, 35, Cheetah, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. A 64-yard touchdown. Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. And Mahomes has just set an all-time National Football League record with his 24th touchdown in the postseason in his first 10 games. 32-29 Kansas City with a minute 2 to go in the game.
Three wide to the left, single wide to the right. First and 10 for the Bills at the Kansas City 19. Allen in the pocket, fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown on a post pattern. Touchdown, Buffalo Bills to take the lead. Gabriel Davis on a post at 13 seconds to go in the game on a 19-yard strike.
Butker missed a 50-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter. He made a 28-yarder early in the third quarter. He also missed a point after. This will be a put down a 49-yard try to try to tie it at 3 seconds to go in the game in regulation. Placement down, the snap was a little low, but Butker gets a kick up, and he ties the game! Ties the game, we're going to overtime! 36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it, pump faking, right side he wants, and a comeback cut! It is caught by Kelce! Touchdown! Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
People losing their minds, right? Those are the highlights coming at 3 minutes. That's insane. It's insane. You know, you think to yourself, you know, all the highlights. And one of the things they try to cut away from is when the guy is right on the field. They don't want to encourage it, right?
Of course.
But we all saw it. They didn't get away in time.
Yeah.
You could see that. Who was it? Was it Stephon?
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he was like, burdank. Like, this kid runs out, and you just see. You could see him. It was an effortless thing. But he just, he wasn't going to risk getting hurt himself. So he just took a step, shoulder fell into him, and just bounced this poor bastard right into the turf. And at that point, two security guards caught up with him and started to stretch out his cervical spine.
Right. But,
yeah, like, you do always wonder what it could be like to be hit by, even nudged, a professional football player.
But we're going
to
find out, because this is the discussion that happened moments before we saw that.
$1,000, you will not do that.
$1,000, we're on a f***ing field.
You will not run down the field.
To get arrested and
$1,000
to spend a night in the drunk tank.
$1,000 to run down there. Will you do it?
Kind of need the money.
Will you do it, bro?
You know, I'll fucking do it.
What?
We'll do it. We'll do it around in between halftime and third quarter. You know, I got to take a piss, take a couple hits off the nicotine. You know, I need to get in the groove. You know?
Turns out his name's Jacob. He's 20. He's in some trouble. But, you know what? Sometimes a great story takes a little bit of heat. Hey, Jacob, we're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
You crazy bastard.
I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, right? Listen, it's going to be a great story. It is what it is. You're going to be in a little bit of trouble, they say.
Oh, yes. I'm aware of that. To answer your question, by the way, being hit or being nudged by an NFL player can vary. And my left leg is dead right now. I don't know what happened, but I feel like I may have, like, I don't know, torn something in my thigh. But, yeah, I've had to take off work 2 days now because it's just hard to walk. But other than that, it was damn worth it.
Well, and I feel like you're like, well, I'm going to sue the guy for damages. The judge is like, no. You're the one who ran into the tiger pit.
I couldn't do that. It's just not right.
No. So set me up with this. Like, you're 20 years old, so you're crazy because you're at that age where you're like, hey, man, I'm going to live forever. Everything's going to be great.
You're invincible.
You go with your buddies to this game, and how does this all come about?
It was pretty much spontaneous. It was just an idea that just popped in, and I was just very thrilled to hear about it. And, you know, just knowing myself, I couldn't turn back. And
well, $1,000 is a lot of money. By the way, did he give you the grand?
Yes, and okay. Also, thanks to the large world of social media, people have been donating, just sending me money back and forth, left and right, and it's a really wholesome feeling.
How much will it cover your trouble?
Yes, the court fee is just $500 for obstructing the a live performance.
Then there's probably going to be a fine. Won't there be a fine as well?
Yeah, that's the fine.
Okay, what about court costs?
Court costs? Okay, I believe the fine's $500, but I'm not sure right now. I'm lying in bed and just feeling...
He's injured, John.
I love Jacob. I don't give a goddamn what anybody thinks about him.
Hey, I love you guys. I listen to you guys just about every day I can.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
Listen, so you jump over. Now, how do you decide where you're going to jump over and when the moment is? So now this guy said, I'll give you a grand. And and you're like, I'm going to do it. Okay. But then I always feel like there must be officials who watch that rail and think and look for jumpers, right? Like they're security guys, not even looking at the game. They're facing the crowd. So how do you make your decision?
All right, so I went. It was near halftime. It was right after that video. I went down and walked down to the first level, and I just walked right in. They never said anything. I walked right in, go to the bottom. I'm just scoping out the area, and I see a couple security guards pretty close to each other. So I go back upstairs, and kind of rethink things, get a little motivation, and I go back down. Head to a different area and scope it out again. And there wasn't a security guard in this general area. So I was like, this could be a chance. But mind you that people are standing shoulder to shoulder at the very edge. And it's a challenge itself just thinking about getting through them.
Sure.
And so I just legs up on the armrests of an empty chair, and I used the shoulder of this man that was at the very front to wail off of and use him as momentum. And I just wailed right over the wall and landed. And, man, see, I've ran on a football field back in my high school days, and that was a thrill. But this is just something beyond comparison and a memory that I'll be able to hold for the rest of my life. And I would like to apologize to anyone I angered. And it was quite a selfish act, but at the same time, I'm only doing it because I love my f***ing
team. Easy.
Okay,
you're okay.
You guys get me amped up. I'm sorry. But anyway.
So, So, listen. By the way, you didn't break up a play. You didn't stop a drive. You didn't harm the Chiefs, right?
Right.
Right. So, but you hit the ground. You realize, oh, my God, I'm here now. Time to run. So, you run, but you run right to the middle of the football players. I'm like, why would you run to them? Why wouldn't you, like, run around them, run across? But you were like, hey.
The exact reason I did that is because I didn't see Diggs coming. But I at least wanted to see if any of them would react. Maybe I could, you know, throw a little of my moves out there. But unfortunately, I didn't get to.
You didn't have the opportunity to juke?
Nope.
Nope.
Or stiff arm. Nope. And Diggs, I did not see him coming.
So, but it looked to me, because I could only see a moment of it. Did you actually get out there and then stop and, like, hang your arms out? Like, wah-ha!
Yes. I was just embracing the moment.
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, you can't stop. Like, at that moment, you got to keep running. Like, you went out there, and it was almost like you went, holy cow, I didn't think I'd make it all the way here.
You got to be an eagle. You got to keep soaring.
And did you know after that guy thumped you that the security was going to snatch you?
See, I knew the security was on their way, but I had no idea that they were that close to me. I figured I'd be able to get back up and get a little bit further, but, man, he was on me. He was on my tail pretty quick.
Yeah, and dude, he wrenched down on your neck. I was like, good night. Were those kicks, those crazy kicks you were doing, were they voluntarily, or was that just the pressure he put on your spine?
No, that was absolutely deliberate and
solid.
You know, just got to keep the scene going.
Yeah, credit to you. In for a penny, in for a pound, my friend. Once you have already committed the crime, you might as well just go for broke. And you stayed in the game. I will tell you that, like, all the way off the field, he's, like, kicking his legs. That dude is carrying – by the way, he was carrying you by your head.
You can notice it was a struggle for him to hang on to me as I was flailing my legs out.
Yeah, because he was using his arm. He had him in a chokehold, and that's how he was holding on to him, and he's kicking his legs up in the air. Like, it was an amazing moment. So then they get you to the side of the field. You've been hit by a professional football player. You've been choked out by a security guy. Then at some point they had to set you back down. Did they handcuff you on the field?
Yes. Probably when I got into the tunnel, they threw the cuffs on, and then they started walking me backwards. And
anybody say anything to you?
A couple cops were sharing their thoughts. They're like, you feel real good about yourself, or you're crazy, you know, and then they stuck me in the cell. And luckily, I was able to peer out the little teeny window out of my door and watch the very end of the game. And everyone's like, oh, he missed the game, the best part. And no, I didn't. I was right there.
And did you cheer in your cell? Were you like, yay?
Oh, yes. And all the cops and security were in that room, too, just watching the game in silence. And once we scored, we were all celebrating.
Was anyone else in there with you?
No, not myself. But once I got carried out, they stuck another man in the little bus with me, and there was a Chiefs fan. And he's like, man, I just got in a fight with the Bills fan. He hit me first. My wife didn't even back me up. And, you know, I was like, oh, that's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the best part of this is talking to him off the air. Like, I had a buddy who got in a fight once, and a lot of people don't know. Like, they have cells. They have, like, a little incarceration unit underneath the stadium because so much nonsense goes on. And I'm like, did you go downtown or did you go under the stadium? And he goes, I went under the stadium, and then I went downtown.
Wow. Yeah, hocus pocus, right? Uh-huh.
Yes, hocus pocus.
Yeah. And so how long were you in jail downtown?
approximately 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
And who had to come get you?
My buddy. He's standing next to me right now.
Was that the $1,000 buddy?
No. A different buddy.
All right. So he came down. He bailed you out. What did that cost?
It was just $100 with the bondsman.
Right. You're not a big flight risk. Where are you going to go, right?
Yeah.
So you now, Jacob, have jumped on the field. You've made $1,000. You've been taken down by a professional NFL player. You've been choked out by a security guard. You've been thrown in jail in Arrowhead Stadium. And I'm sure, did they tell you, like, you're banned for life?
They never mentioned anything about me being banned, but I'm sure, I don't know. Maybe I'll get, they'll find a way to contact me later, or they're not going to forget easily. I know that. But like I said, they never mentioned anything to me about being banned, so I have no idea what the consequences are on that.
Dude, I swear to God, I think they ought to take everybody who runs on the field during the year, and at the end of the season, they have a contest at halftime where they put some NFL players who maybe get ready to be cut on the other side, and you go, all right, guys, it's a $10,000 win, but you got to get past these guys. And they just proceed to smoke everybody.
I like that idea.
I think that, or if they're everybody's bitching about how they solve overtime, take our drunkest fan and their drunkest fan, and yep, they race 100 yards down the field, and whoever wins the game.
Oh, my goodness. I would pay to watch that.
Yeah, well, listen. Don't do it, Jacob. I know people get mad. And listen, I don't think it's a sacred ground. And listen, you're going to get in a little bit of trouble. So, you know, learn the right phrases. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. You know, the important phrases.
Of course. Yeah. Tell them what they want to hear.
All right, listen, I love this kid, man. By the way, what'd your mom and dad say?
Come again?
Did your mom and dad weigh in on this to you?
Oh, man. They were, you know, my dad, he posted on Facebook. He's like, I'm not happy about what he's done and all this and all that. And when I see him, he's stoked, just as stoked as I am.
I've learned it from you, Dad. What about girlfriend? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Have any girls reached out to you? They're like, oh, my God, now I love you.
Man, it's been kind of overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, what about your shoes? What happened to your shoes?
The shoe that number 73 threw into the audience, that a Chiefs fan, took it, and she sold it to a friend of hers for like $500, I heard. And the other shoe, I don't know what happened to that.
Did he knock you out of your shoes?
No, it's when my shoes are already kind of loose, but when the security guard was manhandling me, my shoes slipped off.
It was so cold that day.
That's so funny, though. You crazy son of a bitch.
So you walked out of there barefoot?
You don't want to go to jail barefoot, yes, Jacob.
Yes. My good rain socks on.
Oh, they give you those little shower slippers, don't they?
No, those slippers, man. I hate those.
Someone's wore those before, haven't they, Jacob?
Yes. I'm proud to say.
All right, listen, man. Hey, I'm going to Venmo you $50.
You got Cash App by any chance? I will download Venmo right now.
All right, so I thought it was I only got a Venmo thing, man.
You got cash.
I got cash. Or I'll tell you what if you'd rather, would you rather have tickets to like SmackDown or Megadeth or Slash or Seven Dust or Dirty Honey?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have the cold hard cash?
I'll take the cold hard cash just because I'm a busy guy. I don't know when my schedule will be clear. But yeah, Venmo.
All right. All right, get on with Jake. Tell him what your Venmo handle is, and I'll find you, and I'll send you $50. Because it made me laugh, and I promised that I would do it if you called. By the way, how did you know? How did we find you, by the way?
I don't know. My Jake? Dad texted me saying that Johnny Dare wants to speak with you.
We reached out to – I went through the sister, and the sister got to him, and then
–
All right.
You guys.
Well, very good. Well, look, stay out of trouble. I'll definitely send $50 for the cause, and don't do it again.
No, trust me. I think that it's just a one and done deal, and that one's for the books.
Very much so. All right, hold on, Jake. Hold on. I know people pissed. I know they get weird about it, but come on, nobody was hurt except him.
mean, he's got physical therapy to tend to.
Dude, kid can't feel his left leg, he said.
Oh, he had no ill in his heart.
No, man. He didn't want to hurt nobody. He's like, I'm young and ridiculous.
I'm invincible.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
It's not right, but that he had a sliver to look out to see the end of the game.
Right.
Is the best part.
He's over there, a cell peeking. Good. And the fact, yeah, well, clearly he'd slipped. He'd put the slippers fit, you know? Cinderella. Cinderella's worn no shoes before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.